Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The longest reigning prime minister of Israel has called for early elections in the new year. That's the headline. Wiki Medad will come to this broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, as we conclude 2018, move into 2019, Prime Minister Netanyahu now calling for early elections, the process, and it'll end up in April, I do believe the vote will be. Is that correct?
It'll be on April 9th, about 4 months, 5 months earlier than it was supposed to be. Jimmy, I think we've discussed it several times on our program here. Israeli politics, especially in the last year before elections, can get very difficult with people breaking off and things happening. And I think Mr. Netanyahu realized that it would be better for him to call early elections. He's discovered the Hezbollah tunnels up on the Lebanese border. He was successful over the summer, late summer, with Hamas. The economy is booming, Jimmy. Technological advances all around the world are being appreciated. And as I mentioned just before, diplomatic outreach to countries that never had relations with us. So I think he's making a good gamble on riding a very positive reflection of his ability and leadership capabilities in the public eye, and we'll see what happens.
Well, you sound positive, as if Netanyahu and the Likud party are going to win. That's your thought?
Well, the polls that I've seen over the last several days are indicating that no party comes up within close to the reach that the Likud, which is Netanyahu's party, has. But as also we discussed here, and I think that's one of the reasons why I keep coming back, Jimmy, to remind us all, Israel is a parliamentary system, which means coalition governments, because rarely, not only rarely, I don't think any party in the last 71 years has ever gained a 50% majority of the Knesset seats. And therefore, you have to look around for partners. So it's just a matter of who will be in the next coalition. It will be led, I think, by Mr. Netanyahu.
And if not, what's ahead?
I will be open to be corrected if history changes.
Wiki Medad with the latest on the Israeli upcoming elections. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The reason we report information about the elections in Israel is that the person and party who leads the Israeli government will lead the Jewish state in the direction that fits God's plan for his chosen people. Remember, God established human government, Genesis 9:6, and uses national leaders to direct nations in the way that will accomplish God's will for the end times. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. God's plan for the future will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...